Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today is a special day because today is Mother's Day. It's a day when we celebrate our moms and our grandmas and all of the wonderful things that they do. And I brought some stuff with me that reminds me of my mom and my stepmom and both of my grandmas, and I wanted to show them to you today. So I brought a book. So this book was my favorite book when I was a kid, and my mom read to me every day when I was a kid, and because of that, I love to read. And so every time I read a book, I think about my mom. Yes, the name of it is Underwear. That was the name of it. It's a good book. All right, I also have a measuring cup. So my mom and I loved to bake cookies when I was a kid. We really liked to eat the cookie dough when I was a kid. So every time that I bake cookies, it makes me think of my mom and all the fun times I had with her. So this is a cross stitch. Okay, so it's a pattern, and you make a bunch of X's, and you make a pretty picture. So my stepmom loves to cross stitch, and when I was a kid, she taught me how to cross stitch, and she passed that on to me. And so every time that I cross stitch, I think about my stepmom, because she passed on her love of cross stitching to me. And I also have a packet of spaghetti mix. So I got to laugh at 8:30 too. So my Granny Rose makes amazing spaghetti. She makes the best spaghetti there is. And every Saturday night, we would go have spaghetti. And so whenever I make her special spaghetti sauce, I think about my Granny Rose and all of the wonderful times we had eating spaghetti. And finally, for Shug, my other grandmother, I am wearing what makes me think of her, my shoes. So, Shug loves shoes, and she loved to take me shopping when I was a kid. She'd take me shopping for shoes, and it was a special time that we got to spend together. And so every time I buy a pair of shoes, I think about Shug and all of the wonderful times that we had when I was a kid. So I'm sure that you guys have lots of things that make you think about your mom and your grandmas and important women in your life. And your moms and your grandmas do really important things for you. They wake you up in the morning. They cook you breakfast. They feed you breakfast. They take you to school. They take you to dentist appointments. They take you to ballet and piano and whatever else it is that you do. They are important people in your lives. And they have all these different ways that they show you how much they love you. And they always try to be there for you. Now, your dads do that too, but today is about your mom and your grandmas, and we'll celebrate your dad's a different day. So there are times, though, when your mom and your grandma can't really be there for you, and in those times, we remember that there's someone who is always there for us, and that is God. God is always there for us, and he gave us our moms and our grandmas to show us his love, to show us how much they love us, and that's just a small portion of how much God loves us. So today, I hope that you will say thank you to your mom and to your grandmas for how much they do for you and for how much they love you. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for our moms. Thank you for moms who pick us up when we fall, who take care of us when we're sick, and who make sure we brush our teeth. Help us to always know how important our moms are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.